Election day for the Republican primary in the seemingly endless 9th congressional district election is May 14th, and early voting in Mecklenburg County ends Friday. Tonight, candidates will have their final debate in Monroe. Joining me to talk about the state of the race is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, Alex.
Steve, we have a crowded field in this race. Do we have any idea who's leading and what might happen next?
So it is very crowded. We have 10 candidates. But Republican strategists believe there are only five or six who are real contenders. Mark Harris, last year's GOP nominee, isn't running, of course. And the strongest candidates, those who are doing the best in polling, are from Mecklenburg and Union. That's the heart of the 8th County District with more than 60% of the vote.
Has there been any polling in this race and any idea who's ahead?
Candidates have done their own polling, which they haven't released, but there's been one public poll done by the Raleigh Group, Public Policy Polling for National Journal Hotline. That found Mecklenburg State Senator Dan Bishop ahead with 31%. He's the last Republican member in Mecklenburg's legislative delegation after five others lost in November. Union County Commissioner Stoning Rushing had 17%. Mark Harris has endorsed him, and Rushing has been a staunch defender of Harris and has been very critical of the State Board of Elections investigation into the 9th District last year. There is former Mecklenburg Commissioner Matthew Reidenhauer with 9% and Realtor Lee Brown with 5%. She's from Cabarrus County, and she's one of five candidates in the race who doesn't even live in the district. That means she can't vote for herself. 21% in the poll were undecided, so there are a lot of votes up for grabs.
I see. Is there a chance for a runoff?
There really is, just because you have so many candidates running. The rules of the primary say there can be a runoff if no one gets 30% and if the second place finisher requests one. Rushing has said that if he finishes second, he's not going to call for a runoff. If there is a runoff, that would be in September, and then the general election would be pushed back to November. If there's no runoff, the Republican winner will face Democrat Dan McCready in September.
Lee Brown hasn't held office before, and she doesn't live in the district. Why has she gotten so much attention?
She isn't polling that well, but you are hearing a lot about her, and there's a big reason for that: money. The National Realtors Association, PAC, has spent $1.3 million on behalf of her, and individual realtors have also given heavily to her campaign. She used to be that PAC's fundraising chair, and that political action committee has aired a lot of TV commercials for her. Here's one.
Lee Brown is a wife, a mother, a small business owner, someone with real-world experience, someone who shares our values, not a politician.
And the commercials are all pretty vague, but I was walking with her door-to-door in Foxcroft last week, and there were several homeowners who recognized her from those TV spots. All that money has drawn the attention of the other candidates. At a forum a couple weeks ago, Bishop said it was a problem for one candidate to have so much money from what he said was a special interest group. And here's what Brown said about that last week.
If you are a surface looker, it could look like quid pro quo. Oh, she volunteered, now they're backing her. But if you know anything about me or ask any questions, and frankly, we need more people that read beyond the headline and ask questions. They know my strengths. They know where my heart is. They know how hard I work and how even-headed I am about decision-making.
So that's a lot of money, and a lot of voters are going to see those commercials. But are they going to vote in this special election right before the start of summer?
So that's a big unknown, right? In the Republican primary last year for this race between Harris and Robert Pittenger, about 31,000 Republicans and unaffiliateds voted. Of course, there were other races on the ballot. And Matthew Reidenhauer's campaign thinks that there may be half that many people voting this time. A week before that 2018 primary, 17,000 people had already voted early. This time, it's only 6,000. So Reidenhauer's campaign and everyone else is banking on only hardcore Republicans turning out. And they think they can knock on every one of those doors. They're targeting these so-called A-voters, Republicans who vote in every election. Tonight, the candidates are on stage for the last time together before the general election. WBT is holding a two-hour debate at the Union County Ag Center.
So we have the debate tonight. Are there any specific issues they're going to be debating?
Most of the top-tier candidates are all running as conservatives. They all support President Trump. They haven't been debating issues that much. It's been more about their own character and background and who can beat McCready. Rushing is running as the outsider. He calls himself the anti-swamp candidate. Bishop says he's the only one with the experience and network and fundraising ability to win in the general. Brown says she can win because she has no political baggage. She also says that being a woman is going to be an advantage in the general election just because it's going to be different and could appeal to independents. And so tonight, let's see if the candidates are more aggressive with each other in this final opportunity.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Alex.